This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of The Daily Ticket. It's a Tuesday. It's the 26th. It's March. It's 2024. I hope everybody's having a great day. Great start of your week. As always, if you'd be so kind, please subscribe to The Daily Ticket. Follow The Daily Ticket. Rate, review, comment, however you want to interact. I am extremely grateful. Extremely grateful. I also now have no money anymore. I hemorrhaged money first 4 days of March Madness. I'm curious. Can you hit me up in the comments? Did you win? I sure in the fuck didn't. I hemorrhaged money. College basketball is so difficult to bet on. It really is. We're going to get to Cam Sutton momentarily, but I got to tell you this. I suck at gambling, I guess. I won one parlay Friday night. Last four games of the tournament on Friday night. The Grand Canyon upset was my final clincher. Four-leg parlay. One of those situations where you fall asleep watching the game, you wake up at 2:30 in the morning, you like shake the sleep out of your eye, like, where am I? Then you're like, oh shit, I had money on that game. You immediately check your phone. You see that Grand Canyon won. You immediately check your betting app. You see they gave you that money. You climb upstairs to sleep. You wake up at 9 or 8 in the morning, and then you think, was it all a dream? Did I really win a parlay? And I did. It's amazing. Looked at my phone and there it was in my gambling app. The money was right there. So I thought to myself, wow, I got some free money to continue gambling with. Never thought like, hey, let's cash out, putting in my checking account. No, screw that. And then I proceeded to lose it all. Bet on Oakland to win. They lost. Bet on Michigan State to win. They lost. Bet on the Preds to beat the Red Wings by 2 goals. They beat them by 1. Oh, it was a bloody, bloody, bloody weekend. I lost all my money. I'm curious. Did you win? I need to hear stories of wins because I sure in the hell have no idea what that's like. But let's get to the story of the day. This is wild. You know about Cam Sutton. Lions cornerback that is no longer the Lions quarterback. He's 29 years old. Back on March 7th, apparently there was a domestic dispute with Cam and a woman. He's wanted for domestic battery by strangulation. So back on March 7th, Cam fled the scene. Okay? You know this already. Couldn't reach him by phone. The authorities were looking for him. Nobody saw him. Apparently a couple traffic cameras caught him. But nobody could actually verify that it was Cam Sutton driving the Jeep. I believe it was a Wagoneer. 3 weeks went by. You haven't heard from Sutton. This day and age, I feel that's impossible. To go 3 weeks off the grid, you start to think the worst. Like maybe something happened to Cam Sutton. Awful story all around. And then yesterday happened. And Cam Sutton, by the way, has not turned himself in to authorities. He's still at large. He's still a fugitive. Of course, the Lions released him. So then yesterday is the owners' meeting in Orlando, Florida. And Rod Wood, the president of the Lions, is talking to the media. Rod told the media, let me read you a couple of tweets from beat writers that cover the team. Colton Pouncey does a great job for The Athletic, said, Lions president Rod Wood said he was on a league call when he learned about the warrant from Cam Sutton's arrest. The team was able to reach Sutton, suggested he seek counsel, and turn himself in. Wood and others met the rest of the day and chose to release him the next morning. Okay, now, interesting. Colton tweeted, They found out about the arrest. They were able to reach Cam Sutton. They said, seek counsel, turn yourself in. That is what Rod Wood told the beat writers. But then Dan Miller, the voice of the Detroit Lions, of course, does a great job with Fox 2 as well, got a one-on-one with Rod Wood. And the story gets a hell of a lot more interesting. Take a listen. Because remember, what we know now is they were able to get a hold of Cam Sutton. Now, how were they able to get a hold of him? Apparently, his phone was off, right? I did wonder, like, Cam Sutton is finding out he's getting released by the Lions, like, via what? Media reports? But that's not the case. He already knew. Because the Lions got a hold of him. But how'd they get a hold of him? He was nowhere to be found. Authorities can't get a hold of him. How can the Lions get a hold of him? Rod Wood told Dan Miller exactly how. Take a listen.
We learned about the warrant the same time everybody else did on social media. And we were able to speak to Cam because he was actually in our building. And we found him. He was down with our strength staff. He kind of showed up unexpectedly to work out. We were able to talk to him in person, not me, but others, members of the staff. And he left the building, and we released him the next day, and no one has spoken to him since.
You indicated that you urged him to seek counsel and to turn himself in. Did you get an indication of whether or not he was going to do that?
Since I didn't talk to him firsthand, I don't know what he told the others, but that's what we advised him to do, and what he's done is kind of up to him at this point.
Cam Sutton was in the building. Nobody can find him. And he's working out with Lions personnel. That is amazing. And then he leaves. Like, don't you have to call Allen Park police? Isn't that harboring a fugitive? You just let him walk out the door? Now, listen, I am not schooled in how these things work. So because he's wanted in Florida, are they going to come all the way to Michigan to get Cam Sutton? I have no idea, right? Let's not forget, they couldn't find him to begin with. They do something in Hillsboro, Florida. It's called Warrant Wednesday. And that's how people figured out that Cam was wanted to begin with. But he was in Allen Park. He was working out. He knew he was running from the police. And then the Lions released him, said, hey, you might want to get some counsel. And then let him go on his way. Like, I guess, what are you supposed to do? But don't you think you should call the cops? He's still out there somewhere. The police still are looking for him. That's insane, isn't it? He was actually in the Allen Park headquarters. It's wild. Crazy. But it does bring up another question. Because now that you think about Cam Sutton being gone, and apparently Lions release him, they're splitting his cap hit up between two seasons. So it's not really going to hurt the team all that much. I was under the impression, and maybe this still happens, that if the NFL suspends Sutton, that the Lions could get out of that contract altogether. And then they can use that money to sign somebody else. But maybe because they already released them, I don't know. They have a zero tolerance policy for domestic abuse. So you knew he was gone. And the Lions talk about their culture nonstop. So I was not surprised at all that they released Cam Sutton. I was surprised that he was in the Lions facility. That is just wild stuff. Crazy. But now you look at free agency. Now you look at the job that Brad Holmes did. And unfortunately, their secondary is not all that impressive. Like, here's the deal. I think a lot of people really love DJ Reader, and I love them too. The Marcus Davenport pickup, the Carlton Davis pickup, the Amik Robertson pickup, kind of underwhelming. Bunch of guys that either don't play all that much or get injured. But if you look at their secondary, at least right now, and of course they got to make another move, I would assume. Amik Robertson is their right cornerback. Carlton Davis is their left cornerback. I know Carlton Davis says he's a shutdown corner. I don't quite believe him because all he is injured. Good player when he's not injured, but he's injured way too often. And the best part of him, and we've talked about this, is his physical ability. And that's declined over the last 2 to 3 years because of the injuries. I'm worried about the Lions secondary again. And then you hear that L'Jarius Sneed was available. a third round pick in 2025 and a 2024 seventh round pick that they swapped. And apparently they gave him a $76 million deal for four seasons. Now he's only 27 years old. So by the time the deal's over, he's only going to be 31. It's $19 million annual per year and $55 million guaranteed. I know the Lions have cap space. The Lions have a massive need, and I do mean massive need at corner. Because let's be honest, Cam Sutton had his issues even before he got in trouble. Would you have done that? I would have. The draft picks are no problem. Of course, it's the money. And you know that eventually you're going to have to re-sign Amon-Ra and Jared Goff and Aiden Hutchinson and Penei Sewell and other guys that have been so good for you. So I understand that's a big contract to swallow. However, that's a dude that could help you. Could you imagine Carlton Davis on one side, L'Jarius Sneed on the other side? Now we're cooking with gas, as Emerald used to say. Lions decided not to. I think they got a corner problem. I think they got a secondary problem. But then Dave Burkett comes out with this report. What about Marshawn Lattimore? New Orleans Saints? Dave Burkett wrote, quote, the Saints may not be able to trade Lattimore until later this spring for cap purposes. But if they're looking for takers, there'd be a natural fit in Detroit. Lattimore played his first four NFL seasons under Aaron Glenn, the current Lions DC. He's also missed 17 games the past two seasons because of injuries, which unfortunately seems like the Lions' MO. Lattimore signed a five-year, $97.6 million extension in September of 2021. He has 3 years remaining on the contract. Goes on to say the contract will likely play a significant role in whether the Saints are able to trade the corner and what kind of compensation they will receive. His most recent injury will also play a role. Lattimore sat out 10 games because of a lacerated kidney in 2022. He missed 7 games in 2023 with an ankle injury. Apparently, the Saints could receive as much as a $45 million dead cap hit if they trade Lattimore before June 1st. So they're going to wait till after June 1st. But if they do take that cap hit to make it worthwhile, the Saints are going to want a first rounder in return. Would you do that? Probably too steep for the Lions. But maybe the Lions could land Lattimore for cheaper in a trade after June 1st when the cap hit isn't as much for the Saints. So maybe it's Marshawn Lattimore that you get on the other side of Carlton Davis. And now we're talking fun. However, that's a dude that's also injured, as I just read to you. So I don't know what the Lions are going to do at corner. Obviously, they got decisions to make. They, of course, can draft a corner. There's some pretty good ones in the draft. However, the problem I've always thought is usually when you draft a corner, it takes a couple of years to develop said corner, and your window for winning is right now. But I don't believe you're going to win all that much or anything of significance if your secondary continues to look like it currently looks right now, which is Amik Robertson and Carlton Davis. So I'm curious. First of all, what was your response when you found out that Cam Sutton was actually in the Lions facility? He's still at large, people. But he was in Allen Park, and they just let him go. Like, again, maybe I'm being ignorant. I don't know what you're supposed to do in that situation. I would assume you call the cops. And then second of all, could the secondary hurt the Lions? Like, I look at the Lions secondary now like I look at the Tigers bullpen for all those years under Dave Dombrowski. Dave tried, and he tried, and he's tried, and he's kind of doing the same thing with the Phillies. They had bullpen problems too. Like, it does seem like Brad Holmes is awesome, but he sure has struck out with trying to build a significant secondary to help this team's defense. I'm curious what you think. Hit me up in the comments section. The Cam Sutton story is crazy. And what do you do at corner now? Let me know. Hit me up. Let's get to some quick comments, shall we? I didn't read comments yesterday. Yesterday's podcast was about the wretched weekend in Detroit sports. And man, was it brutal. Oakland lost, North Carolina lost, and the Red Wings lost. By the way, tonight, a massive game for the Wings. They're in Washington. The Capitals are 1 point ahead of them in the playoff standings. Capitals in the eighth spot, the final spot in the East. The Red Wings currently out of the playoffs. If the Wings win, they're back in the playoffs. Capitals have one game in hand on Detroit. Tonight, massive game. Massive game. I'm going to stay up late, and tomorrow I think we talk about that on the Daily Ticket, unless something more interesting happens. But yesterday's podcast was all about the bloody weekend from hell. Here's what people are saying. I mentioned that Oakland lost, Michigan State lost, the Red Wings lost, but Michigan got their head coach in Dusty May, who is announced today. Jam Dash Shitty said, pissed off we didn't get Beilein back as head coach instead. Beilein's 70, dude. He's 70 years old. And by the way, this is a Beilein approved hire. Because of John Beilein teaming up with Ward Manuel, you were able to get Dusty May, who Louisville really wanted. And apparently Dusty May is now getting death threats because he chose Michigan over Louisville. So you might not have Beilein, but I kind of feel you got the second best thing. How about one more? This comment is back from Friday's Daily Ticket. That episode was all about Oakland doing the unthinkable and beating Kentucky and John Calipari. True Blue Beat OSU says, as an OU alumnus, I couldn't be any prouder of that gritty performance against Kentucky. Jack Harrington, 697, congrats to Oakland, and they just got the snake oil salesman, a.k.a. John Calipari, fired at Kentucky. I do wonder if he's going to get whacked. He's got, like, that lifetime contract in Kentucky, but man, he is 1-4 in his last five tournament games. Maybe he gets fired. That is not acceptable at Kentucky. Hell, that's not acceptable at most places. Definitely not Kentucky. That's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. Let me know what you think. Cam Sutton was in the facility when the Lions found out about his arrest. You can't make this stuff up. Let me know in the comment section. Have the Lions done enough at corner? I think the answer is definitely no now. But what do? How do you fix the secondary? Let me know. We'll catch you tomorrow on a hump day. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.